the 25th day of December, when ages beyond number had run their course from the consecration of the world, when God in the beginning created heaven and earth, and formed man in his own likeness, when century upon century had passed since the Almighty set his bow in the cloud after the great flood, as a sign of covenant and peace. In the 21st century, since Abraham, our father in faith, came out of the Ur of the Chaldees. In the 13th century, since the people of Israel were led by Moses in the Exodus from Egypt. Around the 1,000th year, since David was anointed king. In the 65th week of the prophecy of Daniel. In the 194th Olympiad. In the year 752, since the foundation of the city of Rome. In the 42nd year of the reign of Caesar Octavian Augustus. The whole world being at peace. Jesus Christ, eternal God and Son of the eternal Father, desiring to consecrate the world by his loving presence, was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and when 9 months had passed since his conception, was born of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem of Judah and was made man. The Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ according to the flesh.
By Deacon Michael McCluskey of Holy Name Cathedral. Good morning, and a very blessed and joyful Christmas to everyone. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz. This morning we celebrate the inbreaking of God into our world. It's no ordinary child whose birth we celebrate. We celebrate the birth of God's only Son, Jesus Christ, into our midst. The processional cross used tonight is 134 years old, and was a gift to Archbishop Fian by the Polish Catholics in Chicago back in 1881. Our deacons for this Midnight Mass celebration are Deacon Michael McCluskey, our Deacon of the Word, and Deacon Stan Strom, our Deacon of the Eucharist. Services tonight are Andrew Medijevic and Hank Lyon from St. Joseph College Seminary of La University. Holy Name Cathedral parishioners include Stephanie McIntyre, Judy Clayson, Sarah Balo, and Yo-Yan Oman. Also included Christian Hsu and Martine Marulanda from Mundelein Seminary. Our concelebrants include Father William Moriarty and Father Dan Flens, Father Don Camby, and Father Emil Ferhardo, Monsignor Michael Boland, and Father Kevin Hayes, Monsignor Dan Mayall, pastor of Holy Name Cathedral. And our principal celebrant is our Bishop Blaise Supich, Archbishop of Chicago, Chicago's ninth Archbishop. This is Archbishop Supich's second Midnight Mass celebration as our Archbishop of Chicago. Archbishop Supich was installed as Chicago's ninth Archbishop on November 18, 2014, here at Holy Name Cathedral. master of ceremonies will be Father Bradley Zamora, associate pastor and director of liturgy at Holy Name Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Peace be with you. Coming together as people who walk in darkness, seeing a great light this night, let us place before the Lord those things hidden in our own hearts, especially the burdens that we carry, the sinfulness that is lodged there, but also our hopes and aspirations. As we celebrate the feast of the birth of the Lord into the world and into our lives.
Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Christ Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us. Forgive us all of our sins.
And bring us to life everlasting. Let us pray. O God, who have made this most sacred night radiant with the splendor of the true light, grant, we pray, that we who have known the mysteries of his light on earth may also delight in his gladness in heaven, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. We now begin the liturgy of the word, and our first reading will be proclaimed by Torrent Anicio, a parishioner at Holy Name Cathedral.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. You have brought them abundant joy and great rejoicing. As they rejoice before you as at the harvest, as people make merry when dividing spoils. For the yoke that burdened them, the pole on their shoulder, and the rod of their taskmaster you have smashed as on the day of Midian. For every boot that tramped in battle, every cloak rolled in blood, will be burned as fuels for flames. For a child is born to us, a son is given us. Upon his shoulder dominion rests. They name him Wonder, Counselor, God, Hero, Father, Forever, Prince of Peace. His dominion is vast and forever peaceful. From David's throne and over his kingdom, which he confirms and sustains by judgment and justice, both now and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
The cantors for Midnight Mass celebration are Catherine Gray Noon and Stephen Noon.
Trees of the forest exalt. for the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth.
They shall rule the world with justice, and the peoples with his constancy.
Second reading will be proclaimed by Sister Ana Maria Juarez, Oblate Sister of Jesus the Priest, who staff Holy Name Cathedral.
Lectura de la Carta del Apóstol San Pablo a Tito. Querido hermano, la gracia de Dios se ha manifestado para salvar a todos los hombres y nos ha enseñado a renunciar a la irreligiosidad y a los deseos mundanos para que vivamos ya desde ahora de una manera sobria, justa y fiel a Dios, en espera de la gloriosa venida del gran Dios y Salvador. Cristo Jesús, nuestra esperanza. Él se entregó por nosotros para redimirnos de todo pecado y purificarnos a fin de convertirnos en pueblo suyo, fervorosamente entregado a practicar el bien. The Word of the Lord.
Gospel means good news, and the Holy Gospel will be proclaimed by Deacon Michael McCluskey, a parishioner at Holy Name Cathedral.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region, living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom God's favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
Our homily will be delivered by Archbishop Blaise Supich, Archbishop of Chicago. This is Archbishop Supich's second Midnight Mass celebration in Chicago. Archbishop Supich was the former Bishop of Spokane, Washington.
Merry Christmas to all of you. To the members of Holy Name Parish, the guests from around the Archdiocese, visitors who have come to be with family and friends, students who are home on break, and anyone who has just come to Chicago to enjoy our beautiful weather this time of the year. It's always like this here in December. Blessings to all of you and your families. For this first Mass of Christmas Day, the Church gives us this passage that we have proclaimed from the Gospel of Luke. It features the shepherds on the hillside. They are the first to hear the good news of Christ's birth. And the suggestion is that their experience has set the standard and will always be the point of reference for how people in every age from then on will welcome the Christ child into the world. And so it's good for us this night to pay close attention to how they respond and how this night impacts their lives. The first thing that we hear is that all of this takes place in the middle of the night. The shepherds, we're told, are keeping watch, guarding their flock when the good news is revealed to them by the angelic chorus that breaks the silence and the darkness of the night. What happens changes their perspective about the night, about darkness. Understandably, their attention is on the danger that lurks in the darkness of night, the attack of wild beasts, which can endanger and scatter the sheep, thieves who might plunder their herd. And they also know another kind of social darkness in dealing with the great Roman Empire, which forces them to live in the shadow of powers that have so much control over their livelihood, their economy, their security. But this night is different. For they are drawn to see that there is something else happening in the night, in the darkness. God is at work to save his people. A light in the darkness shines this night. We gather this midnight only to aware that there is a great deal of darkness, uncertainty in our world. There are dangers lurking in the shadows of night, the threats of violence in our streets, the menacing forces of terrorism that grips our collective hearts in fear. And there are many hidden powers that hold sway over our lives and create an inequality in our local and worldwide communities. But like the shepherds, this night, we are called to believe that there is more to the darkness, that God is at work in the darkness, walking with us. For the one who is born this night is named Emmanuel, a name which means that God is with us. God with us in the darkness. The darkness found in the world can challenge our faith and can divide us, paralyze us in fear. That's what terrorism wants. We know all too well how some even exploit these fears to divide us as a nation, as a world, for their own gain. The shepherds call us to another approach as we deal with the darkness in the world. They urge us to believe that we are not left to ourselves in the darkness, abandoned to fend for ourselves, or worse yet, that we are divided enemies. We're competitors to overcome each other. No, the shepherds, this dark night, reminds us that God is with us. He is Emmanuel. Their message was echoed centuries later by St. John of the Cross. In a passage that I often return to, he once wrote, "When you are in darkness and cannot see anything or find a way out, then the only thing you can do is to put your hand into the hand of someone who can see, who can lead you out into the light." Confident that God is working on this dark night, the shepherds say to one another, "Let us go then to Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." What is it that they're going to see? The newborn child. But a child that's born in an animal's feed box, a manger, who's wrapped, clothed in swaddling clothes, in rags. They are not daunted, these shepherds, by the neediness of this refugee child and his family. Sometimes we find ourselves falling into the temptation that God is not with the needy, with those whom we have a tough time being with, or whom we easily judge as beyond God's care and love because they don't measure up to our standards. The shepherds are testing our faith this night to believe that God is first with those the world considers marginal, beyond help, sinners, the disposable, the losers. We know these people in our neighborhoods, in our families. Maybe the shepherds found it easy to receive this message that God is with the forgotten and the powerless, because they were themselves among that same class. But then does not that force us to see that in the end, we are all beggars, all of us are powerless, helpless when left to ourselves, mortal, weak, sinful human beings? The shepherds call us to a humble reality check about our lives before we too easily dismiss anyone as unimportant or a loser. There is one final thing we learn from the shepherds as they go to the Bethlehem stable. They tell the Holy Family what was revealed to them by the angelic host, and they leave everyone amazed, with Mary treasuring everything in her heart. The shepherds remind us that our faith is not just for ourselves, to give us courage, but rather our faith lives are to be an example to be a gift that should enrich others, enrich the community, the church, which, like Mary, considers each of our lives a treasure. In calling the Jubilee of Mercy, Pope Francis is urging us to take seriously the impact that we can have on one another by our example, our faith, our witness of how God is working in the darkness of our lives, how God has called us from sinfulness, how God has called us in our need, how God is present, especially in those most in need. During this year, I have encouraged both individuals and families to choose one of the corporal or spiritual works of mercy and make it your own in practice. It will be by feeding the hungry, sheltering the homeless, visiting the sick, bearing wrongs patiently, comforting the afflicted, praying for the dead, and all the other works of mercy that we, each of us, will make each day hereafter a celebration of Christmas that is true to what the shepherds teach us this night. So let us not let the darkness, the uncertainty of the world that we experience, leave us afraid or divided in our communities, in our neighborhoods, in our nation, in our world. For God is at work this dark night as Emmanuel. Let us be real about our own poverty and neediness. Let us not be afraid of our poverty, our neediness, and therefore not be afraid of those who come to us in need. And let us go forth into the night at the end of this Mass and be willing to encourage one another to believe by our example, giving each other a gift that they can treasure in their hearts. It will in that spirit then that we can wish each other a Merry Christmas.
Archbishop Blaise Supich beautifully stated, "We gather this midnight only to aware there's a great deal of darkness and uncertainty in our world. But like the shepherds, we are called to believe there's more to the darkness, that God is work in this darkness, walking with us. The one who is born this night is Emmanuel, a name which means God is with us."
And you will find the profession of faith in your program. And please note that there is a moment in which we kneel as we recall the incarnation, the gift of the Spirit for Jesus to become flesh. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, true God from true God, begotten and not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and our salvation. He came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day. Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic apostolic church. I confess one baptism. I look for on this night when the goodness and the kindness of God our Savior has appeared to us, let us, brothers and sisters, offer our prayers to him, trusting not in our own good works, but in his mercy.
Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Večeras sakupljeni u molitvi za Papu Franju, nadbiskupa Blaža, svećenstvo i sav Božji narod, da svi zajedno s pastirima i anđelima postanemo svjedoci tajne Kristova rođenja.
We pray to thy Lord.
For peace in our troubled world, that the darkness of war and injustice may be replaced by the light of peace and love, and that the Lord grant his protection and care to all first responders and those in military service, especially those in harm's way.
We pray to thy Lord.
Por todos aquellos que necesitan de nuestras oraciones, por las personas que no tienen hogar, por los desempleados, por los que no tienen que comer, por los refugiados, por los inmigrantes, por los enfermos en los hospitales, por todos aquellos que sufren en su cuerpo o en su espíritu, y por todos aquellos que en este tiempo están pasando pruebas y están tristes.
We pray to thy Lord, hear our prayer.
Para sa kaluwalhatian ng Panginoon upang ihayag at ipagdiwang itong taon ng Jubilee ng Awa bilang namin palawigin sa kapwa pagkakataon para sa pagkakasundo at saka pagbabago ng isip at kaluluwa.
We pray to thy Lord.
Za chorych i tych, którym brakuje pożywienia, dachu nad głową, ciepła albo przyjaźni. Za wszystkich tu zgromadzonych w wierze i miłości. Za tych, którzy są rozłączeni od swoich ukochanych i za podróżujących. Aby wszyscy radowali się darem zbawienia i zostali odnowieni w Chrystusie.
We pray to thy Lord,
for our deceased loved ones whom we miss this Christmas, for those who died alone, and for the innocent victims of violence in our city, nation, and world, may Christ gather them together into the eternal light of heaven.
We pray to thy Lord, hear thy prayer.
Good and gracious God, you give us your Son, the Lord of the universe, wrapped in swaddling clothes, the Savior of all, lying in a manger. Draw us into the mystery of your love, that we may sing your glory on high. Give us place among the shepherds, that we may find the one for whom we have waited, Jesus Christ, your Word made flesh, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen. Our prayer of the faithful were led by Annette Flournoy, Vishna Gardner, Rhea Pura, Anthony Santoro, Charlene Sobey, and Sister Concepcion Rangel, with Cantor Stephen Noon.
Unto us, a son is given. 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 Unto us, a son is
Begin the liturgy of the Eucharist. The gifts of bread and wine, simple gifts, gifts that really simplify and symbolize us. Bread and wine symbolize all believers, for we are the body of Christ. We ask the Lord to make us holy, to change us too. God became human, that we may become divine. The gifts of bread and wine are presented this evening by Tim and Katie Fee, Sean and Julie Yucas, parishioners at Holy Name Cathedral, Sister Amada Hernandez, and Sister Maria Luisa Ramirez, Oblate Sisters of Jesus the Priest, who staff Holy Name Cathedral. Archbishop Blaise Supich incenses the altar, for our prayers rise like incense to God.
Oh,
Pray, my sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the oblation of this day's feast be pleasing to you, O Lord, we pray, that through this most holy exchange we may be found in the likeness of Christ, in whom our nature is united to you, who lives and reigns forever and ever. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, a new light of your glory has shone upon the eyes of our mind, so that as we recognize in him God made visible, we may be caught up through him in love of things invisible. And so with angels and archangels, thrones and dominions, with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. To you, therefore, most merciful Father, we make humble prayer and petition through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, that you accept and bless these gifts, these offerings, these holy and unblemished sacrifice, which we offer you firstly for your holy Catholic Church. Be pleased to grant her peace, to guard, unite, and govern her throughout the whole world, together with your servant Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, and all those who, holding to the truth, hand on the Catholic and the apostolic faith.
Remember, Lord, your servants and all gathered here whose faith and devotion are known to you. For them, we offer you this sacrifice of praise, or they offer it for themselves and all who are dear to them, for the redemption of their souls in hope of health and well-being, and paying their homage to you, the eternal God, living and true.
Celebrating the most sacred night on which Blessed Mary, the Immaculate Virgin, brought forth the Savior for this world, in communion with those whose memory we venerate, especially the glorious ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, and Blessed Joseph, her spouse, her blessed apostles and martyrs, Peter and Paul, Andrew, James, John, Thomas, James, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon and Jude, Linus, Cletus, Clement, Sixtus, Cornelius, Cyprian, Lawrence, Chrysogonos, John and Paul, Cosmas and Damian, and all your saints, we ask that through their merits and prayers, in all things we may be defended by your protecting help.
Therefore, Lord, we pray, graciously accept this oblation of our service, that of our whole family, order our days in your peace, and command that we be delivered from eternal damnation and counted among the flock of those you have chosen. Be pleased, O God, we pray, to bless, acknowledge, and approve this offering in every respect, make it spiritual and acceptable, so that it may become for us the body and blood of your most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, he took bread in his holy and venerable hands, and with eyes raised to heaven, to you, O God, his almighty Father, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took this precious chalice in his holy and venerable hands, and once more giving you thanks, he said the blessing, gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is a chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the blessed Passion, the resurrection from the dead, and the glorious ascension into heaven of Christ, your Son, our Lord, we, your servants and your holy people, offer to your glorious majesty, from the gifts that you have given us, this pure victim, this holy victim, this spotless victim, the holy bread of eternal life and the chalice of everlasting salvation, be pleased to look upon these offerings with a serene and kindly countenance, and to accept them as you once were pleased to accept the gifts of your servant Abel the just, the sacrifice of Abraham, our father in faith, and the offering of your high priest Melchizedek, a holy sacrifice, a spotless victim. In humble prayer, we ask you, Almighty God, command that these gifts be borne by the hands of your holy angel to your altar on high in the sight of your divine majesty, so that all of us who through this participation at the altar receive the most holy body and blood of your Son may be filled with every grace and heavenly blessing.
Remember also, Lord, your servants who have gone before us with the sign of faith and rest in the sleep of peace. Grant them, O Lord, we pray, and all who sleep in Christ, a place of refreshment, light, and peace.
To us also, your servants who, though sinners, hope in your abundant mercies, graciously grant some share in fellowship with your holy apostles and martyrs, with John the Baptist, Stephen, Matthias, Barnabas, Ignatius, Alexander, Marcellinus, Peter, Felicity, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucy, Agnes, Cecilia, Anastasia, and all your saints, Admit us, we beseech you, into their company, not weighing our merits, but granting us your pardon through Christ our Lord.
Through whom you continue to make all these good things, O Lord, and sanctify them, fill them with life, and bless them, and bestow them upon us. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Thank you. 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 Thank you.
Our lives are often so dominated by fear. Indeed, ours has been described as the age of anxiety. We are beset by fear of the unknown, fear of the future, fear of the darkness within us and around us. The simple message proclaimed by the angel of Christmas and contained in the sublime jest of the Incarnation is that we no longer have to be afraid. In the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in the manger, we have Emmanuel, God is with us. Fear is useless because God, on this Bethlehem night, has taken on all that frightens us. The birth of Jesus is the inbreaking of God into our world, into our lives. Peace be with you.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Bring us to everlasting life.
The simple gifts of bread and wine have been transformed into the body and blood of Christ. The Lord bends to touch us first, and we respond to the Lord's love and the gift of Himself. In turn, we are challenged to become like Christ to all our sisters and brothers. As St. Augustine once said, we are challenged to become what we have received. The Eucharist exists not only to change bread and wine, but also to change us. not an easy task in today's world. Choirs for this Midnight Mass celebration are comprised of the Cathedral Singers, the Cathedral Schola Cantorum, our orchestra is Metropolis Symphony Orchestra with Jerry Luzik, contractor, our organist is David Jonas, and our conductor is H. Ricardo Ramirez, director of music here at Holy Name Cathedral. What child is this? Did you ever notice what we do when we hold a small child? We all do it. Our eyes. We look straight into the child's face and silently speak the wonder, awe, love that cannot be put into words. Our lips. We use our lips a lot when holding a baby. We purse them, make sounds that are not our own. And we kiss the child from a distance. Our arms. If ever arms expressed holding something precious, they do it when we cradle a tiny baby. Few could describe such grace, but everyone can picture it. Our entire body, Did you ever notice that we never stand still when holding a tiny baby? We slowly sway from side to side, turn in half circles, lean forward and back. Did you ever stop to think that you were once held that way? Anyone who ever held you as a tiny child held you this way. Did you ever stop to think that God holds us that way? Not just when we are a tiny child, but even now. Even when things aren't going well, especially if things are not going well. What child is this? It's me. It's you. In the arms of God. What you are seeing now are the galeros, the hats of all the former archbishops and cardinals of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Upon their death, the hats are hung from the ceiling of the cathedral here at Holy Name, the latest being Cardinal Francis George, who died this past April of 2015. And before Cardinal George, Cardinal Francis, or before Cardinal George, would have been Joseph Cardinal Bernardine. And previous to that would be Cardinal Meyer, Cardinal Strich, beginning with Cardinal George Mundelein, who died in 1939. December 8th, Pope Francis began the Jubilee Year of Mercy by opening the Holy Door in St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. On December 13th of 2015, Holy Doors in cathedrals around the world and our own Holy Name Cathedral were opened to express the universal need for mercy. Opening a door is an invitation to cross over, to enter a different space. As Holy Father wrote earlier this year, the new space we are invited to enter is a life shaped not by laws, but by mercy, or in Latin, misericordia. Misericordia literally means to have pity in one's heart. Mercy is not just an attitude or an occasional sentiment. Rather, it is a strength or virtue that shapes and enlivens one's hearts. Without mercy, our hearts beat wrong. Without mercy, we suffer from heart disease. What is the real meaning of Christmas? As Pope, or St. John the 23rd, now Pope John the 23rd, once said, "Whoever has a heart full of love always has something to give. Let this Christmas be a time of hope. Let this Christmas be a time of peace. And let this Christmas be a time of joy. Because when we give of our possessions, we've given but little. But when we give of ourselves, we've given all."
Before the light was ours, we'll live and wandering under the world.
Let us pray. Grant us, we pray, O Lord our God, that we who are gladdened by the participation in the feast of our Redeemer's Nativity may through an honorable way of life become worthy of union with him who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. There are many people to thank for our gathering so well prepared this evening, and I want to begin with WGN Media for making Midnight Mass so available to many people, faithful throughout Chicago and really the world through online streaming. We're so very grateful for their coverage tonight. To the musicians, Dr. Ricardo Ramirez, Director of Music, David Jones, Associate Director of Music and Organist, the cantors, the choirs, the orchestra, all who participated in making this such a very festive gathering tonight. All of our liturgical ministers under the capable direction of Father Bradley Zamora, the ushers, lectors, those who offer the prayers of intercession, the extraordinary ministers of communion, all here at the cathedral, the servers who come from Mundelein Seminary and St. Joseph's College Seminary, as well as Holy Name Cathedral. Many with the art and environment team who were participating as volunteers to make sure that the cathedral was so well decorated. To all here at the cathedral, the liturgy department, and all of those who work so very diligently and in great cooperation under the firm and guiding hand of Monsignor Mayhall. Thanks to all of you. We're so very grateful. You've made our celebration so very festive. And with this final blessing, I especially want to pray for the members of your families who are ill and suffering, those who are recovering from cancer treatments and surgeries, those who have particular burdens at this time in their life through addictions and other demands in their lives, for those that are struggling with their marriages. All are included in this prayer, this blessing. May the God of infinite goodness, who by the incarnation of his Son has driven darkness from the world and by that glorious birth has illumined this most holy night, drive far from you the darkness of vice and sin and illumine your hearts with the light of virtue.
Amen.
May God, who willed that the great joy of his Son's saving birth be announced to shepherds by the angel, fill your minds with the gladness he gives and make you heralds of his gospel. And may God, who by the incarnation brought together the earthly and heavenly realm, fill you with the gift of his peace and favor and make you sharers with the church in heaven.
Amen.
And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever.
Go in peace. Thanks be to God. It's
no ordinary child whose birth we celebrate today. It's the birth of God becoming man. Jesus loves us so much, he became one of us and gave his life for us, a love which lasts forever. For Christmas is a celebration of life. Mother Teresa once said, "Welcome Jesus at Christmas time, not in a cold manger of our heart, but warm with love for each other." Humanists merely admire the baby. Shepherds and kings adore the incarnate God. Unbelievers rock the cradle. Believers let the cradle rock the world. We come with silence, faith, and awe. I do want to take a moment and thank the entire WGN family for their outstanding live coverage of this Midnight Mass celebration. From all of us here at Holy Name Cathedral, We want to wish you and your loved ones very blessed and joyous Christmas. May you always know God's wonder, feel His warmth, and share His love. May God bless all of us. I'm Father Greg Sakowitz.